It's a special time of year for migratory birds. Tired from their travels, they stop on the coast of Western Lake Erie to rest and refuel. 9 years ago, Ohio nonprofit Black Swamp Bird Observatory decided to capitalize on this event, drawing in thousands of birders from all 50 states, 52 countries, and 6 continents over the years. IdeaStream's Elizabeth Miller spent a day at McGee Marsh and filed this audio postcard on the biggest week in American birding.
So there's a bird somewhere over there called a warbling vireo. My name is Nathan Shipley, and I'm from Kansas City, and I currently live in Champaign, Illinois. It's sort of like a bubbly, raspy sound that kind of wee, 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 wee. And one of the ways that birders tend to try to remember bird songs is they, like, will learn a mnemonic. And so the warbling vireo sounds like it's saying, I'll seize you and I'll squeeze you and I'll squeeze you to a squirt. I think the thing that I like it about the most is it's a hobby, but it's also sort of one of those things that I can, you know, be competitive about, but then I can just walk around, you know, on a Tuesday morning, walk into work or something, and just hear birds.
Michael Parr from Washington, D.C. I'm originally from Britain, and when I was 19, the very first birding trip I took to North America was right over the lake here to Point Pelee, which was at the time was kind of known as the mecca for migratory birds. This area hadn't really been discovered as much. So it's only in the last decade or so, with Kim and Ken Kaufman kind of really promoting this at Black Swamp Bird Observatory, that this has kind of come on the map. Obviously, the birds have been here all along. It's just that birders really discovered it in the last 10 years.
There's a Baltimore Oriole right above us.
Yeah.
Singing. Hear that?
Yeah, it's a really nice song.
You hear about how many people come to this, and it's hard to believe, but it's, like, it's true. There's it brings a lot of people. The birding's great from that perspective. So many birds that you usually have to crane your neck to see, or are behind leaves and aren't very vocal, or here in abundance, and they're super easy to see and super easy to hear. There's a northern perilla. It goes zzzzt.
My husband calls me an SOB. I'm the spouse of a birder. There's a lot of SOBs here. Karen Slager. I'm from Highland, Indiana. What I learned at the very first year is, if you see a whole clump of people, hurry up over there and say, "What are you looking at?" And they'll say, "Oh, we've got a such and such." And you're like, "Where is it?" And then they'll say, "To the left, to the right." And a bird jam means there's something good.
It's a sport that's easy to be into when you're older, but I think there's a growing number of young people, particularly, who are interested in the, what you, I guess you could call in quotes, the sport aspect of it, like keeping a life list and keeping a list of birds you've seen.
I'm 18. My grandpa took me here when I was 9 for the first time, and that's when I really opened my eyes up to what Northwest Ohio has to offer for birding. Nate Kazicki, from Toledo, Ohio. Bald eagles are always a sight to see. I had my first worm-eating warbler the other day. That's what they call a lifer.
And then the red-winged blackbirds. Those are in abundance here. They're really loud. Uncle Lee sound that you hear off in the distance.
I'm Greg Palmer, and I'm from Avon Lake. And this is my third year here at McGee. I'm really very new to birds and birding. People here, as you go along the boardwalk, just point them all out for you. There are hundreds of people here all the time who know birds so well, and they're so happy to help you get to know more about the birds.
What is that?
The yellow?
It doesn't have the white, it doesn't have the black mask. So. Is that the white-eyed vireo?
I don't know what that is.